Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Savvy Psychologist Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Psychologists, psychiatrists, and social workers, oh my! Understanding the healthcare system is hard enough. Choosing a mental health provider complicates matters even more. So this week, by request from listener Diane, we answer the question, who are you going to call, and help you find a provider who's a perfect fit for you or someone you love. So rather than reading off a list of job descriptions, instead we'll play Choose Your Own Adventure and see where you land. So in general, the two paths are therapy or medication, though it's been shown over and over that the most effective treatment is both together. So, while the 1-2 punch of therapy and medication is probably your best bet, different professions provide each. So first, who primarily does therapy? Well, since I'm biased, we'll start with psychologists. Psychologists have a doctoral degree and have passed a national licensing exam, kind of like the bar for lawyers or the boards for physicians. And there are two paths to being a psychologist, but each one teaches diagnosis and treatment of almost any psychological problem. So 75% of psychology doctorates still earn the traditional PhD. And you get a kind of 3 careers-in-1 training with a psychology PhD program. There's a heavy emphasis on research, but you also learn how to teach, and most importantly, how to do therapy with patients. But about 40 years ago, a new psychology degree was pioneered, the PsyD, or Doctor of Psychology. It was conceptualized as a professional degree like the MD or the JD and was focused on working with patients, not statistics or undergrads. And indeed, until this PsyD came along, an aspiring psychologist who wanted solely to be a therapist had to pretend they liked research until they graduated and could burn their statistics textbook with impunity. Now, admittedly, PsyDs still fight for legitimacy. It's hard to compete with the PhD, which has been around since the year 1150, but their numbers are growing quickly. Other licensed mental health professionals who provide therapy include licensed clinical social workers, or LCSWs, and marriage and family therapists, or MFTs. But don't let the titles throw you. These master's-level clinicians often specialize in therapy and are definitely not just restricted to marital counseling or family therapy. But here is the most important part. No matter who you choose, look for someone who uses evidence-based practices, also known as techniques that have actually been shown to work in scientific studies. Unfortunately, there are a lot of ineffective therapists out there. Not all types of therapy work. Empathetic support is necessary, but not sufficient. And if you feel like you could get the same support from a close friend, or you're not learning to challenge your thoughts or your actions, or you're simply not getting better, it's probably time to switch. Beware therapists who say, I just do whatever works, or worse, let's just see what comes up. A good therapist will stay focused on a particular problem and will teach you skills with the goal to make him or herself obsolete, not to keep you in therapy forever.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Next, who primarily prescribes? Psychiatrists will be your best bet for psychiatric medication. A psychiatrist is a physician who went through 4 years of medical school, 4 more years of psychiatry residency, and maybe even additional years of subspecialty fellowship training. Psychiatrists diagnose, rule out other medical illnesses, prescribe, and monitor medication. Some also do therapy, and many would love to do more therapy, but the modern medical system often doesn't allow time to do so. Other professionals who can prescribe are nurse practitioners, or NPs, and physician assistants, or PAs. Plus, if you're lucky enough to live in New Mexico or Louisiana, a psychologist with additional medical training can also write you a prescription. And there are lots of other professionals I'm leaving out: licensed counselors, school counselors, psychiatric nurses, and more, all of whom are licensed or otherwise have to have certain credentials to claim their title. Now, regardless of whom you choose to see, keep the following 4 tips in mind. Tip number 1, get recommendations. No matter what kind of mental health professional you plan to see, ask around. Many clinicians have small private practices and rely on reputation. If you hear rave reviews from someone you trust, make the call. Tip number 2, value experience, but don't be afraid to see a student. So the next thing to consider is experience. And this can go either way, so let's look at both sides of the coin. First, trainees like students, residents, interns, or postdocs often have more energy, are up to date on the most recent techniques, and are, let's face it, more earnest and less jaded. So don't shy away from seeing a trainee. They're always supervised by a licensed professional, so you're getting 2 brains thinking about your problems rather than just 1. On the other hand, so much of being a good therapist is gained not through school, but through showing up to work every day for years. Learning doesn't stop at graduation. And if you can find someone with extensive experience, but without burnout, you are golden. Tip number 3, don't insist on seeing the head of the department. Around the water cooler, those of us who do this for a living, assume folks who demand to see only the head honcho should be diagnosed as narcissists. In all seriousness, you probably don't want to see the person in charge. He or she often has a primarily administrative role and may not have done therapy or written a prescription in years. And tip number 4, if you're going through a tough time but don't have a diagnosis, you've got many options. So if you're dealing with a life problem that's not actually a diagnosis, like you're getting divorced, you're coming out after decades in the closet, or you want to change careers midlife, you can see the professional of your choosing. Shop around until you find someone competent that you like and trust. However, buyer beware, anyone can call himself a counselor, therapist, or a life coach. Those titles aren't regulated. Now, some life coaches are awesome and go through training or certification, but many don't. Indeed, you could hang up a shingle and declare yourself a coach right now. To wrap up, don't be afraid to shop around. Your mental health is vital. You trust your mental health provider with your quality of life, if not your literal life, so only settle in with someone who works for you. For more, check out 5 Therapy Myths and Fears Busted and how to encourage someone to go to therapy from the archives. If the Savvy Psychologist makes your life happier or healthier, let me know by liking on Facebook, subscribing to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, or subscribing to the biweekly newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson. A transcript of this and every other episode is always available on quickanddirtytips.com/savvy-psychologist. Next week, we'll cover the heavy topic of self-harm, why folks do it, and how to stop. And of course, the Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you again. I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.